7 chapter 4 verse 41 Kvachidat Palakas Tushnim Asya Sansparcha Nirvata Aspanda Pranayananda Salila Militekshana. Sometimes feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, he became spiritually jubilant and remained silent, his hairs standing on end and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord. Sometimes, feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, he becomes spiritually jubilant and remains silent. His hair standing on end and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord. When a devotee feels separation from the Lord, he becomes eager to see where the Lord is. Sometimes, when he feels pangs of separation, tears flow incessantly from the half-closed eyes. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sistastaka, Yugayitan Nimishena Chakshusa Pravrutayitam. The word Chakshusa Pravrutayitam refers to tears falling incessantly from the devotee's eyes. These symptoms which appear in pure devotional ecstasy were visible in the body of Prahlad Maharaj. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kada Adhara Sri Vatsadi Gaura Bhaktarumba Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So there are spiritual emotions and there are material emotions. Material emotions means based on the body. The material emotions, they do not last long because material situations, they change. The material senses, depending on our karmas, they are not steady. Like today we are feeling very good because our health is good. And tomorrow, by our bad karma, we may become sick or we may run into an accident immediately because your emotions are based on the body. Immediately your emotions change. And also our relations, our material relation is not permanent. Today we are daughter, tomorrow we are wife, day after tomorrow, after some time we are mother. So, woman, wife, mother, grandmother, and then gone. So, what can you recollect? What can you recollect? So we have a permanent relation with God. We have an eternal relation with God. You get it? You do not sense that you are a friend of Krishna. And somebody says, you know, Gopi Bhav is the best. Why don't you become Gopi? Says, no. Because you are satisfied. If Krishna needs some friends. Krishna needs some lovers. Krishna needs some parents. Krishna needs some servants. If Krishna has created you as his servant, you will not be happy with anything else. Only when you serve Krishna, you are satisfied. Very well. So, here you are seeing Prahlad Maharaj. Unconcerned, he has parents. He has brothers. Prahlad Maharaj has three other brothers. He has no feelings for them. He has no feelings for what is going on around. Just suppose we are all devotees. All day we are doing activities of devotion service. And you hear that some big tragedy has taken place. Today in the newspaper that there was in Sweden or some place, there was an attack by terrorists and 45 people died. Here many, like, there may be some cyclone, there may be some earthquake. So people go panicky. And so people sometimes, they become morose. They become gloomy. And sometimes they are jubilant. If sense gratification comes, like when a person is in false ego, then he is chastised. He becomes very morose. And the devotees are tested like that. Whether a devotee is false ego or not, he chastises him. All his bliss is gone. Color changes. He expects that I should be glorified. So similarly, he wants glorification. When the glorification comes, you know, it blossoms like a lotus flower. Like that. And then he shrinks. But a person who is free from false ego, that's what we read in Bhagavad Gita, is indifferent to fame and infamy. Mana avamana tulya. You become very comfortable with friends. You feel very, very much at home when there are people to, when you are with people who ignore you, then you become completely little. But a devotee is comfortable everywhere. Whereas it's not that only in your place you are very comfortable, or when you are surrounded by people who give you sense gratification, who try to A devotee sees every situation as the arrangement of the Lord. Then you are comfortable. Anything comes, because actually it is Krishna arranging. Any situation that comes, suppose I break my leg, or this is what Krishna has arranged for me, accept it. So you don't feel discouraged. Or sometimes you will be given good recognition. Because like Prabhupada has seen all these things in his life. Prabhupada, at one time, he was totally no response. Nobody recognized his greatness. Does it diminish Prabhupada's enthusiasm? Or nobody is interested in this greatness? Stop all this preaching. His enthusiasm could not be affected by what others feel or don't feel. He has his natural feelings of jubilation. Prabhupada doesn't need something from outside to make him happy. Is that right? Krishna needs something from outside to become happy. Krishna is actually happiness. It's called personified happiness. Krishna is personified happiness. Krishna is personified love, Prema Murti, Ananda Murti. Krishna. So even if nobody loves Krishna, but Krishna is simply loving everybody. He is nothing else than love. Krishna is full of love and bliss. Eternally. So, eternally. That means time cannot affect the mood of Krishna. Situations cannot affect the mood of Krishna. That is nature. Krishna's nature is prem. Krishna's nature is ananda. That's why when we associate with Krishna's name, he's asking, when parents don't agree, because we become angry, no, we don't become angry. The statement is, whenever a devotee is dealing with some person who doesn't agree with him, he doesn't become angry. He is fixed up, all right. Everybody has problems. Is there anyone who has no problem? Everybody has problems. And every problem has a solution. Right? Is there any problem that has no solution? Because you are afflicted by disease, old age and death. That's it. Life after life, life after life, life after. Is that right? No solution? No. As long as you get a body, so why should you get a body? So there is a solution. As long as you get a body, disease, old age and death. He says, I will get a body, but I don't want disease, old age and death. That is not possible. The possibility is that I don't want to become old. Is there a solution? Yes. Then you become detached from the body. You don't get another breath. Finish. That's what devotees are trying. So everybody has a problem. We are all embodied. Embodied means we all have a body. And every body has a problem, and every problem has a solution. So how does a devotee handle? Suppose you get married, Maheshwari. His wife will do exactly opposite thing. His enemy war. and they born her wife, she will show you all hell in life. Enemy born my wife, what she will make you happy or what? But everything you do, it will just make you become unhappy. Everything you do, enemy wants to make you suffer. So, a devotee, whenever, is already married, what can you do? He's already married, no wife is like this. But devotee, he knows. All right, you will live the kind of life you like. No problem. I drink charanamrit, you drink wine. I drink fruit juice, you drink some nonsense. Don't care. Because you're detached. No, my wife, she cannot drink wine. You don't think anybody is your wife. So, the devotee, he respectfully disagrees. Respectfully. All right. As I have my right to live, you have your right to live. Somehow, we have come together, your father. Your father is there, you are there. Your father wants you to be married. You know, why don't you marry another gender? At this age also, if you think marriage is very nice thing, you do it. Why you are pushing me? You like something, you do it. I like something, I do it. As a father and son, the relation is that you are going to birth and I should take care of you. That I am doing. Other things, if you like something, your father likes karela, kakarkai. So you cannot push you to eat kakarkai. You like heart. You like some. Or you stuffed banger. You get tongue kora, you like. So what can you do? You have a tongue like that. We all are different. So let's say we have different interests. Although we have ears, our ears not uniformly. We all like the same thing, even as devotees. As a devotee, you may like some tune. You may like some bhajan. Everything about Krishna. But still, somebody likes Gaur bhajan, somebody likes Vaishnava bhajan, somebody likes Krishna bhajan, somebody likes Ram bhajan. You're a devotee, no? Vijay Krishna. Vijay Krishna has come from America. He became devoted to us and he was a sober person. Sober means serious. He knows how to be with the devotees, how to serve the devotees, how to. Then slowly it came out that he became a Ram Bhakta. Ram Bhakta. He always likes to talk about Ram. Whereas you always want to talk about Krishna, what can you do? He was telling me, Maharaj, why don't you, villages have Ramalayam, all villages. So we asked him to design our, after Gosala temple construction. So he was assuring me, I said, why don't you design? This is the land we took measurement of. And then he's saying, Maharaj, why don't you build Ramalaya? Villages finish. He's good in the idea. Why don't you build Ramalaya? Yeah, if you arrange all the money, if you arrange all the money for the temple, I will build Ramalaya. Why not? Maybe another Ramalaya. You build Krishna and you supply money. You build another Ramalaya. Anyway, the point is, Krishna has made all of us different. Even in spiritual life, you like some seva, you don't like some seva, you appreciate some devotees, you get closer to them, and some devotees you keep respectful distance, but there is no controversy. There is no quarrels. because the center is Krishna. In the spiritual world, there are left wing gopis and right wing gopis. The fights there are mock fight. Krishna likes love fights. When Chandravali and Radharani, they fight. Just because Krishna becomes happy, they fight. It's not that really they want to fight. When Krishna feels that they are fighting for service, then Krishna becomes happy. So as long as Krishna likes, they fight. When they look at Krishna, and if he doesn't like, immediately they become friends. So this is spiritual life. Spiritual life, in the center is one. That's why everybody is satisfied. They don't have separate interest. Separate interest is not there. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is not affected by family. He is not affected by society. He is not affected by surroundings. He is in his own world. Actually, this is true with everybody. Whether you are spiritual or material, everybody is in his own world of mind. We are all in the world of mind, everybody. But a spiritual person, because he has come out of the mind, he can be happy. He can be happy with anybody in life. That is a devotee. One who is happy in any place, with anybody. Because he has no expectations from others. A devotee is there to give. If you are with your enemy, what does he want? How much I can satisfy him with the devotee? Only those people are frustrated. Those people are discouraged when you are expecting something from others. When you don't get it, then naturally you are upset. So, the material emotions and spiritual emotions. Material emotions are called negative emotions because they are not natural to the soul. If you are happy, means you are going to be more unhappy. When the source of happiness is taken away. Yeah? Anybody who is happy materially, to the degree you are happy, to the degree you will become unhappy also. Suppose you don't have wealth. Alright, you are going on with life. You have wealth and you will lose it. What do you think? Suppose you used to walk in car. You are used to always go in cars. Now, actually, you know the case already, new devotee is coming to the temple in the Mangalayan people. And he comes on bicycle. He comes from bicycle to the Russian stadium. I wonder, how long ago did I ride bicycle? I was thinking, when did I ride a bicycle last? Maybe 40 years ago. Because at that time, I did not have a car, I did not have a two-wheeler or anything. I was riding bicycle in Kurukshetra. Now, if I ride a car, people will take photographs. Because it is a show. The person who cannot afford to have a motorbike and a car, if he is riding bicycle, nobody will take photographs. But if you can afford to have a car and still you ride a bicycle, that is called Leela. People will take photographs. So, that means you are helpless, if you are a poor man and you are living poor, if you are a rich man and you become poor, and you just imagine yourself how uncomfortable you will be. But if you are a rich man, but you are not living like a rich man, but you live the life of a simple person, that is a devotee. A devotee, he has no attachment to anything. That's why you find devotees, no complaint. A devotee doesn't demand, I need a AC room, I need to go in AC car. Just he comes out naturally, whatever you get. Because a devotee has made his life simple. Roti, kapda and makan. A devotee, that roti, kapda, makan also, whatever naturally comes, luxuries given up. No luxuries for a devotee. And he simply, to keep the body and soul together, I need little place to have shelter. I need some cloth to cover my body. And I need something to appease my hunger. So a devotee is used to simple food. When he gets rich food, so God is so kind. Then the people expect big things. But a devotee is alpa santoshi. Alpa santoshi means suppose in the train you have a place to sit. You are not traveling in second AC. Just you have some place to sit in the train. Oh, God is so kind. I do not understand. I have a place to sit on. And then if you have to stand in the train, thanks God, I did not miss my train. I got into the train and I have some 2 feet place to stand. Devotees are, because devotee's interest is not what standard of material life I have. So you can, now Prabhupada is the best example. Prabhupada built huge temples. It is going almost to a new place where there are no facilities. New place, nothing in place. New place, nothing in place. But Prabhupada, because he is in a different, he is in transcendental consciousness. When we are in material consciousness, what about, I use WhatsApp. If that soap is not available, you become a little upset. I use Synthol soap. I use Hammam soap. I use Lux soap. But a devotee, he just, you know, I don't use soap. Do you people, I don't use soap. I take water. When I was using soap, my body was all white. When I'm not using soap, my body is shining. It has artificial. So we don't use toothbrush, toothpaste, which has to come from Bombay. No, Colgate, Strike, no toothpaste. But in our chula, there is cow dung ash. So devotee needs a perfume. Devotee, eating habits, living habits. Let's say devotee is comfortable everywhere. So the point is, if you are hooked to bodily emotions and they are compromised, you are miserable and your moods fluctuate. But if you minimize your bodily demands, especially when you have given up your ego, when you are given up your ego, you will be completely comfortable anywhere. Anybody chastises, I'm eligible for no chastisement. If you are thinking like that, then you know, all right, he is chastising me, how can I do better, that's all. We don't feel mood off. So here Prahlad Maharaj, we are seeing what is the behavior of many times we think we are a devotee. But see, feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, Prahlad is not in this world. He is in this world, but in consciousness. Like Prabhupada's moods, people could not understand. Because you think what Krishna wants, what Krishna wants. Whereas we always think what I want, what I want. Situation, whenever you go, what I want, what I want. Is everything according to my taste and according to my convenience. Whereas a devotee, all right, Krishna is putting me in this, be comfortable there. All right, Krishna is putting me here, be comfortable there. So if you see Krishna and his arrangement, if you are desiring, demanding your own demands, then you are uncomfortable. If Krishna has not arranged you that. Okay, you know the secret is, the more you try to satisfy Krishna, automatically you will become very satisfied. Suppose I want more money. I want more money. That's there. But you try to please Krishna and see that money comes. And money comes, and even when it comes, you are no more enchanted by it. Because by seriously doing bhakti, you get into a higher realm, higher platform. It's called mode of goodness or mode of transcendence. So the people who are in the mode of transcendence, their emotions cannot be disturbed by outside situations. Simply their self-initiative. Devotees have the natural quality of when nobody is enthusiastic, but devotee is enthusiastic because he is inspired by Krishna. When circumstances are very unfavorable, no result, nothing is happening, but the devotee is enthusiastic. He is always there. That's why one time in Bombay, Prabhupada told the devotees are coming late in the evening. No money is needed. So they go, why you are coming very late? Prabhupada said, you know, when you go out for preaching, money will come. Prabhupada said, don't do like that. You are not beggars. You are not dependent on public. You are dependent on Krishna. So you follow Guru's instructions. You follow Krishna's instructions, you try to please Krishna. You may go and collect 2,000, 10,000. If Krishna is pleased, 2 lakhs, 20 lakhs will come. You believe me. So always try to please devotees, always try to please spiritual master, always try to think we are not dependent on the public. We are dependent on Krishna. That should be very clear on our head. When you are trying to guide devotees, sometimes devotees may become disturbed. You are not mature to understand where you want to throw a challenge. I want to go. You try to tell him, please. Whichever temple you go, you have to surrender there. Whichever temple you have to go, you have to serve there. Whichever temple you have to go, you have to do sadhana there. No difference. Here also there is sadhana, there is seva, and there is surrender. Wherever you go. Suppose Revati is fighting and shouting here. If she is doing that there, but there is a Garuda here. Since she would have done it here only, there. So why you did not do it here? Because no understanding. No understanding. So we are saying, don't try to change things. You try to adjust to things. You try to change yourself. Changing yourself, change your consciousness. Become more Krishna conscious, and the same situation you will be able to handle expertly. When you are not Krishna conscious, your handling is different. Nice. When you become Krishna, same situation, you handle it very nicely. Somebody is fighting with you. If you are Krishna, you know how to settle up the things. Nothing can disturb you. Because in this world, duality will be there. But if you are Krishna conscious, for Krishna, is there anything like good and bad? For Krishna, everything is good. Even for a devotee, there is nothing like good and bad because they are arranged by Krishna. Actually, when circumstances are difficult, you will shine up. When circumstances are favorable, you are not challenged. When you are challenged, something, some new ideas will come. You're right. When challenges are there, when you have to handle tough kind of people, you need to apply your head. Everybody is submissive. And then there will be no challenge for you. There are challenges. All right. How to solve things in a Krishna conscious way. So Prabhupada said, ordinary people, they don't like, what you call, challenges. Devotees in challenges, they become more determined. More determined. Because Krishna is trying to take you to a higher realization. So those who are chanting nicely, they are ready to face anything in life. They cannot be discouraged. A devotee armed with Hare Krishna is ready to take on any fight. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dharamdara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srimad Prabhupada ki.